I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, did James Comey throw the Super Bowl? The New England Patriots won a stunning comeback against the Atlanta Falcons to win their fifth Super Bowl. Jimmy Fallon tells us how we can tell the Pats have won a lot of Lombardi trophies. Conan O'Brien reveals which presidential candidate called Atlanta after the game. Stephen Colbert explains the suspicious role Comey played in the third quarter. And guess what trend Beyoncé and Lady Gaga have set for halftime show performers? Trevor Noah tells us this and more in today's Punchlines.
Congratulations to the New England Patriots, who won their fifth Super Bowl last night. Yeah. Fifth. Five. You can tell that they've won a lot because when the commissioner presented the trophy, they just said, I'll just throw it in the car. I don't want to throw it in.
I've never seen a game like that. Yeah, after yesterday's closely fought Super Bowl, the Patriots were congratulated by Donald Trump. Yeah. And the Falcons got a call from Hillary saying, welcome to my world, fellas.
Hell of a game. Yeah, incredible. Wow. Full of surprises. Biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. Atlanta hasn't been burned this badly since 1864.
It really was insane. It was insane. No, I mean, hate them or love them. It was an amazing victory. It was like David and Goliath if Goliath got back up and tore off David's head. That's what it was like.
I saw somewhere that one sports writer noticed that the Cavs won after being down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. The Cubs won after being down 3-1 in the World Series. And the Patriots won the Super Bowl by scoring 31 straight points. Then his Tinder date went to the restroom and never came back. They're like, you're a bad.
The Falcons were running away with it. Yeah, I almost turned it off. It was 28-3. Then in the third quarter, FBI Director James Comey announced he was opening an investigation into Matt Ryan's emails. He claims it had no effect. I think it had a little effect. It rattled Ryan.
So.
Rattled Ryan, clearly. Yeah.
I think the only downside for Tom Brady was that after the game, Roger Goodell gave him a 4-game suspension for overinflating Atlanta's hopes.
Patriots were so far behind at one point. They were down by 25 points, like third quarter. A lot of people gave up on them. In fact, according to a report, Mark Wahlberg left the Super Bowl during the third quarter because the Patriots were losing. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't leave alone. The Falcons' defense went with him.
And in case you're wondering, Beyoncé has now set a trend, right? Halftime show stars can no longer wear pants. This is a trend that she set. So see you in 2018, Toby Keith.
The other MVP of the night was halftime performer Lady Gaga. She stayed away. She did a fantastic job, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's incredible.
She did an amazing job. She stayed away from anything political, instead opting for a unifying message.
One nation. Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She really captured the national mood of wanting to hurl yourself off a building.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.